Have you seen Chuck Norris lately? He's still kicking butt and staying active well into his 80s. What's even more shocking is he looks more jacked than ever and seems to have more energy than guys half his age. And it's all thanks to Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix with water, stir, and enjoy. Unlike other green drinks out there, this one tastes exactly like strawberry lemonade and has hundreds of five-star reviews. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 for up to 44% off your regular priced order. Plus, every purchase is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, a boost of energy, and just an overall healthier body, then go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Results can vary.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business and sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/redcircle.
Previously on Secluded Thoughts. If you were in a relationship and it didn't work out for whatever reason, and you know that you were never fully open with that person, can you really say that all the blame is on them? I mean, did you really try? Was it fair to them that they would have never received all of you in the first place? I mean, that relationship was doomed from the beginning. I mean, let's be honest, like, if you never had any intentions of opening up to a person, then whatever happened in the relationship, you cannot say that it is all on them. It's not, because you never gave them a chance. No matter what happened, no matter what happens, no matter what they did, it is not just on them. You never gave them a chance. You had no intentions on doing that. And the thing about that too is, like, if you don't really show people who you are, then however they feel about you, you question what those feelings are. Like, you question how genuine those feelings are, because in your mind, it might be like, okay, well, I've never even fully opened up to you. And you say you care and this, that, and the third, but what do you care about? Like, what version of me do you have? You know, that's something I often wondered, because I always thought, okay, well, I haven't even shown you all of me and you say you love me or something. And I'm like, what do you love? Because you don't know me. So it all goes back to what I said. If you don't open up, you will never receive genuine love. Closed mouths don't get fed. Simple. So if you feel like somebody never loved you the way you wanted them to, then understand that that would have never happened because you were never willing to give them a chance to get to know you in the first place. So you can't hold that against them in the end. Okay, I am done dragging you through the mud now, or I should say dragging us, because I can relate to some of these too. But once again, I just want to say that the whole point of this episode is to create awareness so we can take some accountability for our toxic traits and we can work on that. Because at the end of the day, what you attract is going to be very similar to what you are. So if you don't like what you've been attracting lately, then you owe it to yourself to work on yourself so you can start to attract better people and better relationships.